December 22nd, 2021, public hearing at 5:30 p.m. regarding the Merle Emergency Squad 2022 contract, a public hearing at 5:35 regarding the South Glens Falls Fire Company 2022 contract, and a public hearing at 5:45 regarding Local Law 8 of 2021, the cannabis opt-out, with a special meeting scheduled for 6 o'clock.
Ready, Leah?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to get started with our first public hearing of the evening. This one is specific for the Merle Emergency Squad, which the town contracts with for emergency services. And we were required by law to have a public hearing on the proposed contract. Board members have a copy of the contract. I believe there's a copy at the desk for the public when they enter the room. And just in a nutshell, what this contract will do this year, I'm sorry, 2022, is establish a contract between the town of Merle and the Merle Emergency Squad in the amount of $250,058.00 for services rendered for the 2022 fiscal year. Also in the contract are provisions that establish $15,000 in additional compensation for the purpose of an expansion should it take place. We have done that in the past, and the contract spells out the dates of payment. So with that, I'm going to ask that the clerk read into the record the notice of the public hearing.
Town of Merle notice of public hearing. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 184 of the Town Law and Section 122B of the General Municipal Law that the Town Board of the Town of Merle shall conduct a public hearing at the Merle Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Merle, New York, on December 22, 2021 at 5:30 p.m., for the purpose of receiving public comment on a proposed contract between the Town of Merle and the Merle Emergency Squad, Inc. Under the proposed agreement, the Merle Emergency Squad, Inc. will furnish emergency and general ambulance service within the town during calendar year 2022. The funds to be paid by the Town of Merle to the Merle Emergency Squad, Inc. for these services is $265,058. In addition, the Merle Emergency Squad, Inc., on behalf of the town, will charge and collect fees established by the town board for ambulance services in the town. The Merle Emergency Squad, Inc. will be solely responsible for billing and collection of the fees. A copy of the proposed contract is available at the office of the town, Merle Town Clerk, located at the Merle Town Hall. Leanne McCabe, Town Clerk, published December 17th.
Thank you very much, Leanne. And before I allow the public to weigh in, I just want to add additional provisions of the contract, which I just mentioned at the opening of the public hearing, and that is the payment schedule. The squad will receive three payments, the first in the amount of $125,029 on the 31st day of January 2022. And then there would be two additional payments throughout the year, with the second one being the amount of $62,514.50, which would take place on the 15th day of May 2022, and an equal amount of $62,514.50, which would take place on the 15th day of September 2022. So at this time, any member of the public that wishes to be heard, please state your name for the record, and you will have 5 minutes to address the board. Would anybody like to address the board and have their comments entered into the record? And I'll ask one more time if any members of the public wish to be heard on the Merle Emergency Squad contract. If not, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Any discussion?
discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously 44 to 1 with the absence of council member Donahue. Thank you very much, everyone. We have a second public hearing scheduled for 5:40 this evening, which will begin shortly, and that is in relation to the Southwest Falls Fire Company
contract.
As advertised, that public hearing opens at 5:35. So at this time, just want to notify the public that the proposed contract with Southwest Falls Fire Company is in the amount of $557,561 for the 2022 fiscal year. And within that contract, there are provisions that $50,000 is required to be put into reserve for the purchase of a new fire truck. As has been customary for several years now, the town is in agreement to pay for 80% of the cost of the health insurance for eligible firefighters at 80%, with the village picking up the remaining 20%. And so that equates to an amount of more than $4,000, with the insurance being purchased at a rate of $137 per eligible firefighter. And the payment to the fire company would be as follows. $278,780.50 would be paid on the 31st day of January 2022, which represents 50% of the total compensation, and then the remaining 50% would be divided up into two equal payments of $139,390.25, with the first payment on 15th day of May 2022, and the remaining balance an equal amount of $139,390.25 on the 15th day of September 2022. So at this time, I'll ask the clerk to read in the record the notice of the public hearing.
Town of Moreau, notice of public hearing. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 184 of the Town Law and Section 122B of the General Municipal Law that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau shall conduct a public hearing at the Moreau Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, on December 22, 2021 at 5:35 p.m., for the purpose of receiving public comment on a proposed contract between the Town of Moreau and the Southwest Falls Fire Company, Inc. Under the agreement, the Southwest Falls Fire Company, Inc. will furnish fire protection services within the town during the calendar year 2022. The funds to be paid by the Town of Moreau to the Southwest Falls Fire Company, Inc. for these services are $561,561. A copy of the proposed contract is available at the Moreau, at the office of the Moreau Town Clerk, located at the Moreau Town Hall. Leanne McCabe, Town Clerk, published December 17th.
Thank you very much, Leanne. So at this time, I invite any member of the public that wishes to be heard on the Southwest Falls Fire Company contract to please approach the podium, state your name and address for the record, and you'll have 5 minutes to address the board with your comments. Does any member of the public wish to be heard? And I'll ask one more time in relation to the Southwest Falls Fire Company contract. Does any member of the public wish to be heard? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously 4-1 with one absent, Council Member Donahue. Thank you very much, everyone. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Town Row for a public hearing on proposed local law number 8 of 2021. And this is in relation to retail sale of cannabis and on-site consumption here in Town Row. The reason that we're having this public hearing this evening is that by state law, the Town Row had to decide whether to take no action or to opt out as required by the statutory language that has been handed down from the state of New York. And we will be having a special board meeting immediately following the public hearing. So what the proposed local law number 8 2021 would do is add a local law opting out of permitting cannabis retail dispensaries and on-site consumption sites in Town Row as authorized under the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Law, Article 4, Section 1. So at this time, I'd ask the clerk to please read into the record the notice of the public hearing.
Town of Moreau notice a public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on December 22, 2021 at 5:45 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 8 of 2021. If adopted, Local Law No. 8 of 2021 would add a local law opting out of permitting cannabis retail dispensaries and on-site consumption sites in the Town of Moreau as authorized under the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Law, Article 4, Section 1. Written comments on Local Law No. 8 of 2021 can be submitted to the Town Clerk up and through the time of the public hearings. A copy of proposed Local Law No. 8 of 2021 can be obtained at the Moreau Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website. Leanne McCabe, Town Clerk, published December 17th, 2021.
Thank you, Leanne. And have we received any written testimony?
I just have the one email that everybody on the board received from Bridget Martin.
Okay, so that will be automatically included in the record of the public hearing. So at this time, I will open the public hearing up to members of the public that are here with us this evening and ask individuals to please state your name and address for the record, and you will have 5 minutes to address the board. So would any member of the public wish to address the board? Go ahead.
My name is Bruce Rudolph.
Come on up here because we're Zooming this, and
do we have a microphone?
Here. I'll give
Okay, I guess you'll hear her just fine according to our IT.
Will it be okay?
You've given that too? But
oh, perfect.
I know some of the feedback from last night's meeting was that people were screaming at the podium.
Oh. So go ahead. The floor is yours.
My name is Reese Rudolph. I own the property at 1556 Route 9, Moreau, New York. It's a commercial location. I do think it would be a mistake to opt out for the dispensaries and local use of it. The money will go elsewhere, and people are going to have to travel further for it. The purpose of this meeting saying that you guys are still making this decision or that you guys have decided to opt out?
So this is a public hearing where you make comments to the board. It's not a workshop or a question and answer. I'm sure it will be addressed, though, in a special meeting that follows immediately afterwards.
Okay. I do think there would be a lot of good things that come from it. You guys would be able to see the regulations that come out. Obviously, the state has not came out with regulations. They're appointing board now, but you guys would be able to see what the regulations look like and what the future of this could be. Opting out really ruins the opportunity for a lot of small guys that could possibly have another opportunity for income. So I do ask that you guys think about it and at least possibly look at the regulations when they come out and have feelings towards it then. I know we're going to look into investing into it and plan of having all the regulations done and fully thought through. So you guys could see something substantial and see how there could be a lot of benefits to the town tax-wise and to a lot of the local people. So I do hope you guys would put that in your decision, and that's all I have.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the next individual that has signed up to speak is Colin Sigmar.
I'm not speaking.
You're not speaking?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to add? You still have time on the clock, so you have
yeah.
A whole 5 minutes.
I'll just add that opting in does make it safer for people to get their product instead of going on the street.
Can I stop you right there? Yeah. State your
My name is Colin Sigmar. My address is 21 Riverview Street.
Great, thank
South
you.
Coast Falls.
Sorry about that.
No problem. But yeah, that's all I want to add in is that, you know, the safety factor of it, that if you do opt out, they're just going to go elsewhere. So, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
So, at this time, I'd ask if any other member of the public wishes to be heard, have their comments entered into the record for the public hearing on opting out on the retail sale of cannabis. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously, 4-1, with one absent, Council Member Donahue. All right, thank you very much, everyone. In about less than 10 minutes, we'll have a special board meeting where we'll be taking up proposed local law number 8. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a special meeting of the Monroe Town Board this evening for the purpose of considering the adoption of the local law. It will be Local Law 8 of 2022 in relation to opting out of permitting cannabis retail dispensaries and on-site consumption sites in the town of Monroe as authorized under the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Law, Article 4, Section 1. Earlier this evening, we had a public hearing, received comments from several members of the public, as well as written comment, and board members have had an opportunity to hear and read those comments. And the reason for this proposal is because under the state law, municipalities are under a deadline of December 31st of this year to determine whether they do nothing and must adhere to any rules and regulations promulgated by the state in relation to regulation of retail sale and consumption of cannabis, or the municipality has the authority to opt out with the option of opting back in later on. And so the town board is of the mindset that after attempting to discern what those regulations are from the state and recognizing that we don't have a lot of information at this time, we thought it was prudent to preserve our municipality's rights to regulate sales in our community once we know exactly what the regulations will entail. I do know there's interest on the board of allowing sales. What that interest is obviously depends on what the regulations are coming down from New York State. So we believe it's prudent and in the best interest of the town of Monroe to opt out at this time until those regulations are enacted, so we have an opportunity to do our due diligence in our role as elected officials here in town. So with that, I would ask if any board members at this time would like to speak on the proposed local law.
A couple of comments.
Council Member Van Tassel.
I'll probably echo some of the same thoughts you've had. you know, as a board being tasked to do the right thing on behalf of our taxpayers, making decisions without all the information is a tough spot to be in, especially with the deadline of December 31st, taking away our right to control that decision, being that we have the right to opt back in, and being that the Cannabis Control Board's chairman just this month came out and said that she hopes to have the regulations published hopefully by next month. It just seems like a prudent thing to do for our taxpayers, giving us the right, preserving our right to pop back in when we better understand the regulations is really what's in the best interest of the taxpayers. I am one board member. I'll let others speak for themselves if they choose. I'm a huge fan of exploring how the town borough can capture the tax revenues and the right balance for all residents. So I'm not opposed to it, but we need to do it when we understand the regulations as they will be published, when they're published. So.
Thank you, Councilman. Anyone else wish to be heard? Councilmember Noonan.
My thoughts mirror a lot when you started with the introduction and what Councilmember Van Tassel had said about making sure we are aware of what all the rules and regulations are going to be. Before we opt in, I was feeling like we were under a bit of a time crunch here to make this decision quicker than we wanted to. I know some folks were unhappy with the fact that this seems like a last-minute, 11th-hour decision, but the reality is we've been waiting for guidance, and it hasn't come our way, and now we know it's hopefully coming out sometime next month. I tried to do a little bit of research on my own. I called the Office of Cannabis Management, and to be honest with you, it was very clear at this point in time that the answers that I had were unable to be answered, and it just strengthened my stance that maybe opting out now, until we can find out what the regulations are, would be the best, would be the decision I would like to go, again, as one board member, because I have been on record multiple times saying I am in favor of dispensaries in the town of Moreau for the financial gain for the residents of the town of Moreau. And I've also been on record saying that I am not in favor of on-site consumption. So I would like to see dispensaries in town of Moreau when the time is right, but I believe opting out right now is the best thing for our town.
Thank you, Councilman. Anyone else wish to be heard? Councilmember Hogan.
Sure. So, when we first took a vote on this, I was under the impression that, you know, if we opted out, we could not opt back in. Once I learned that we could opt back in at a later date, it became clear to me that it was the right thing to do so that we could actually get a better plan for our community and what's best for our community. And with that, you know, you brought up some good points, John, that, you know, it's, we want this to go forward, but we want to do it in a controlled setting. And with the lack of information from the state, we don't have that information, nor do we have that control. So we opt out now to opt in at a later time. And that's what I want to go with.
Okay, thank you, Councilman. So to be clear, I think there's a misconception that the action that we're about to take here this evening is an effort to ban in the perpetuity any type of retail sales of cannabis in the town of Moreau. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're under a time crunch here. And we haven't gotten sufficient guidance from New York State, and so we are doing the appropriate thing and preserving our rights based on regulations that may be promulgated from New York before we take any action. We do know that per the state law, that individuals will have 45 days for a permissive referendum with a valid petition. So there are options, other options for our community out there, in addition to what we're doing here this evening to preserve our rights. So at this time, at the board is willing to move forward, entertain a motion. Actually, I believe that the clerk of the board has a proposed resolution for the board and ask that she read it before we move for discussion.
Mr. Supervisor, we would need to conduct seeker first.
Oh, okay. We will go through the seeker process, obviously. And I believe the board members all have a copy of the seeker documents. And would you like to lead us in the seeker process?
Yes, I can. Before you, you have parts 1, 2, and 3 of the environmental assessment form. Part 1, as always, merely identifies the project, which is the adoption of local law number 8. It identifies that it is a local law, and the supervisor will sign that document. Part 2 is the page in which you go through 11 questions to ascertain whether or not there will be a environmental impact with the adoption of the law. Mr. Supervisor, do you want me to go through the 11 questions and have the board identify the impact?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your answers to the questions can be either no or small impact or moderate to large impact. Question number 1. Will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation?
No.
Number 2. Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land?
No.
Number 3. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Number 4. Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that caused the creation of a critical environmental area?
No.
Number 5. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Number 6. Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Number 7. Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies?
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing public or private wastewater treatment utilities?
No.
Number 8. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Number 9. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources?
No.
Number 10. Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Number 11. Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
That is the end of part 2. The board has answered no or small impact may occur for each of the 11 questions on part 2. If you go to the next page, which is part 3, this is the page in which you make a determination of significance based on your answers to part 2. Is it the board's desire to identify that the proposed action will not result in any significant adverse environmental impacts?
Yes.
Is it the board's desire to issue a negative declaration?
Yes.
If that is the board's desire, it is included in the adoption resolution which Ms. McKay just passed.
Okay, great. Thank you, Counselor. So at this time, I would ask the clerk to read the proposed resolution.
Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau, adoption of Local Law 8 of 2021, opting out of permitting cannabis retail dispensaries and on-site consumption sites in the Town of Moreau, is authorized under Cannabis Law Article 4, Section 1. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 8 of 2021, which, if adopted as proposed, would add a local law to opt out of allowing cannabis retail dispensaries and on-site cannabis consumption sites in the Town of Moreau that would otherwise be allowed under the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 8 of 2021 is in the best interests of the town and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners. And whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 8 of 2021 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the board. And whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law. And whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 8 of 2021 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on December 22, 2021 at the Town Municipal Complex. And whereas the board has considered the public comments provided before and those made at the public hearing. And whereas the board serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEAKER reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts. And whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 8 of 2021. And whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself. Now therefore be it resolved that the board hereby adopts Local Law Number 8 of 2021, which adds a local law to opt out of allowing cannabis retail dispensaries and on-site cannabis consumption sites in the town of Moreau that would otherwise be allowed under the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act. And be it further resolved that the board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration. And be it further resolved that the board hereby authorizes the town clerk and the attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law, and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof. And be it further resolved that the adoption of this law is subject to permissive referendum.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Would someone like to move the resolution?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Council Member Van Tassel,
second
by Council Member Hogan. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously with Council Member Donahue passed. Okay. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to close the special meeting this evening.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments this evening and your participation.
Thank you.